unknown hello. Hello? Hi, City Gian, it's Therese, Seymour, Connecticut.
Oh, hi, dear. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, this is good to be.
Oh, oh good. Pictures. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're the first two on here.
Oh, all right. And isn't that auspicious?
Yes.
There's a funny noise in here. Does anybody know what it is?
No?
Okay.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, there was a whooshing before.
Oh.
Satnam, did somebody else show up?
Rahmane and Tomas.
Oh, hi. Welcome, dears.
Thank you, Satnam.
Yeah. Anybody else? Ah. I think everybody's on their way to solstice. That's what I think. It is quite an experience to get ready to go to solstice. I mean, everybody's focused. Everybody's gone into nomad, nomad mode. Everybody's packing. Everybody's going out and getting little stuff and all kinds of things. Well, it's beautiful here. It's a little breezy, so it's not too hot. Sometimes we can smell the forest fire over the mountains, but it's not a problem. So I think let's just go ahead and get started. Okay, so palms together, please, at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. Really relax into your breath. Just totally relax into it. That's it. Relax into it. And relax into your third eye. And project from your third eye. And inhale to begin. Om Namo Buddhaya. Namo. Join with me. Om. Long deep breath. Really from your center. From your center, which is boundless. Who you are is boundless. Breathe and let it all vibrate in the most cozy way. And continue long deep breath through the nose and begin heart breath. That is, on the exhale, feel as though the air is going out of your heart center.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Heart breath. Abhinashi.
Bless you, dear. Heart breath, please. That is long deep breath, and on the exhale, feeling as though the air is going out of your heart. That's it. Let this beautiful heart open to express who you really are, which is so beautiful, so powerful, and unlimited. Continue this heart breath and send it to everyone who is on this call, whether in person now or whether listening to the recording. And everyone listening to the recording, please, please participate as well. Please send this wonderful heart breath, which is a healing breath, send it out. Send it out to all those who are just thirsty for it, thirsty for this incredible nourishment of light, this beautiful nectar. Send it out. Welcome. Let's see who's here today. Well, this consciousness is calling itself the All in All. Okay. It says I'm neither masculine nor feminine. It says I am the One. He says, you can call me he if you want, just because it's a convention. He says, but be very clear. This is not a he or a she or an it. It's beyond gender, beyond sexuality. It is the One, and it contains all. It contains, let's see, it's more than it contains. It is all. Okay, so what would you like to tell us? It says, I have a heart too. He says, I am your heart. I am your heart. He says, you all are facets of my heart. He says, we are one heart. He said, when did you ever escape knowing that? He says, you know that intrinsically, beautifully, purely, powerfully. He says, but when did you forget it? He says, of course I know. He says, I know, it's part of the ritual, you know. He says, but we're at the prom now. He says, it's time to graduate. Graduate and remember who you are. He says, this is a whole new world out there. He says, don't forget to dance with me. Dancing with me means dancing with the purest essence of your own heart. It means opening in kindness and love into places that you never would have thought about. For instance, he says, you may think that you need to keep yourself cozy and locked off from all those cockroaches out there. He says, both buggies and the people that you might call cockroaches. He says, how will they evolve if they don't get a taste of your heart? How will they get that clarion call? How will they get the wake-up call, the call to sadhana? He says they can't get it unless you send them this love, this heart. He says He says, you have to dust off the moldy regions of your heart. He says, because if you hold back anything, he says, it only causes trouble. It only causes like a sewer backup. He says, you don't want that. Please, you don't want that for yourself. He says, so he's asking us, what's the next step? Well, the next step is to send out this beautiful heart energy to places that you never would have thought about. He says, how about sending it to all those people who acted so unconsciously and so greedily in this oil spill? He says, do it now. Do it now. So just send that love. Send that heart breath. He says, now, not only send it to them, but send it to all those people. He says, you have a democracy. Imagine you have a democracy, and you let all of this junk happen. He says, so send it to everyone who has been asleep at the wheel, so to speak, and has not been concerned about making sure these people, in your terms, are regulated, allowing them to not have consciousness, allowing their greed and their provocative propaganda to rule. He says, send that love to them. He says, this is how you heal this situation. This is how you allow the healing to reach the hearts and the minds and the intelligence of these people. He says, without that love, they don't get it. They feel totally repressed, alone, insecure, and so they resort to this kind of poop, he says. Keep up the breath. Understand, he says, that there is a surge of he calls it the embellishment of my name at this time. I'm saying, well, what does that mean? He says, it is my energy. It's the word my is not quite right. It's the essential energy of the all in all, which is all. There is a resurgence of this energy available now that is playing on the very highest notes and the very deepest notes, the deepest notes being those that are based in Mother Earth. He says, please regard her in the most sacred way. Every time you put your foot down in the morning on the floor, he says, be in humble love and kindness with Mother. Every time you step out of your house, understand that you are stepping on her breast. Understand your love for her. He says this is not a cute and separate concept. He says, you are growing into this knowledge, and you will continue to grow into this knowledge, that you are not only partakers of the all in all and of Mother Earth, but you are also facets or holographic manifestations of each. He says, if this can be confusing if you think that everything is separate. He says, nothing is separate. He says, there is an illusion that things are separate, which you know. He says, but until you relate to that truth fully and completely as a reality at every moment, not just in some sort of psychic book that you store in the back of your mind, he says, now is the time for you to take it on wholeheartedly, allow yourself to transform, to be, to know that you are not cut off in any way, but that you are not only that you are provided with the most powerful mechanism that there could be, which is your heart and your consciousness. Those are the most powerful mechanisms of being, of change, of expression, of kindness. And from that, he says, like our friend the Dalai Lama always talks about kindness. And so many people dismiss him. He says this, his message must not be dismissed. What he's talking about is the most powerful engine for change that there ever could be. He says, we have talked about it. Your beautiful fellows have talked about it. He says, I, it's a little confusing to get the right pronoun because there is none. He, this consciousness of who we all are, he says, is infinite. And we have laid down in joy. What does this mean? We have laid down in joy. It means that we have created the illusion that we are in separate particles. He says, it's an illusion. He says, think of this all in all as a one total complete body. And each of these manifestations as a single cell. He says, who are you? He says, you are expressed as a single cell, but in fact you are the body. You are the consciousness of the whole body. And if there is a cancer in one part of the body, if there is a killing of the cells in the consciousness, what is the antidote? The antidote is for all the cells to rally, to increase their health, to increase their consciousness, to increase their ability to tip the balance from the sickness to the lightness, from the difficulty and the separation to becoming the purity, the oneness. He says, I'm not talking about cutting it out now because there is no way to cut it out. He says, it is your consciousness that heals. And it heals the whole body. You must reside in that. You must acknowledge yourself. You might say, oh, I'm too small. I could never. Ho-ho, he says. No, my dears. He says, when you reside in who you are, when you reside, that means to relax into and fully accept the realization of who you are, you become me. You become me, the total all in all. And you know what happens then? He says, can you imagine? He says, the voltage of the total all in all, he says, it ratchets up. He says, this is my way of explaining it to you. But indeed, you are caretakers of the pure kindness and the pure humility and the pure workings of the universe. He says, honor yourself for that. Honor yourself. He says, any of this feeling of being insecure, being lonely, being separate, being in lack, he says, they're illusions. He says, you are the power of the Creator because you are the Creator. He says, who do you think I am? I am the Creator. I am the Creator. Now, he wants you to repeat this with me 3 times. Okay, so stay in your meditative consciousness and understand that you are honoring this state of who you are. Okay, so if you're on Star 6, unmute yourself again with Star 6 so that you can be present here. So, being purely in this understanding, in this conscious realization, begin long deep breath. Okay, and inhale to begin. I am the creator.
I am the creator.
Okay, say it with me and say it loud. Shout it. Okay. And inhale again. I am the creator. Declare it. One more time and really know it in your gut, in your mind, in your heart. Inhale. I am the creator. Yes. He says, now feel this blue light surrounding you. Know yourself as this blue light of creation. He says, sometimes this is called a blue ether. He says, that's just because that's how you perceive it. But breathe with it. Vibrate with it. He says it pulsates. It is richness personified. He says, this is you. This is you. And you are not kept out of the counting room, so to speak. You are the richness, the abundance of this creator. You are the creator who is rich and abundant. Just feel this richness. Feel it. It is unending possibilities. Unending, unlimited possibilities that when your consciousness is engaged in this blue, pulsing, powerful energy in the most relaxed way, but the most present way, then there is such a joy of allowing the creative energy to come into creation, to come into manifestation. Just dance with it now. Breathe. And dance with this beautiful blue pulsing energy. Mm. What an incredible force. All is present. All is present. He says, "It is your. This is your responsibility. Your responsibility is that when these little niggling thoughts come up, they're like little ants crawling up your back to say, I am small. I am cut off. I cannot feel love. I cannot connect. As a matter of fact, it's painful even to say these words. But when they come up, you are to catch them. Hold that little ant. That little cut-off negativity, that poor, sorrowful consciousness, hold it in your hands and love it. Hold it in your hands and love it. Feed it this nectar from your heart. And then put it in this blue ether. Put that poor little fellow, put it in this blue ether of total consciousness, total openness, oneness, and creative abundance. He says, that's what you're made for. He says, live the illusion and live it well. Live it well. Live it overtly. Sing it. Dance it. Mm-hmm. You do that by loving it and dancing with the power of it. Bo Sidhichand is here and he's dancing like crazy. He loves this. He says, this is total music. He says, living in this vibration is the total music of the universe that gives him, let's see, gives him is my words, that in which he says, in which he absconds with your pain, in which he grabs all of the limitations that we have hoarded for so long. He says, when you move in the direction of that blue ether, he can uncloak your magnificence by ripping off our false identities. He says, this is a courageous movement. Even though you are moving towards pure joy, this is courageous because you are letting go what you have known. That's all. You are letting go what you have known, which we know now is Piscean, had its moments, had its opportunities. It was part of the evolutionary process. He says, but now you are being given this ability to take this huge, marvelous jump. It's like being those, you know, those moon bouncers that kids bounce around in or on a trampoline? He says you have the ability now to make huge, enormous jumps, which you couldn't make before. He says the atmosphere, the energetic atmosphere, was very dense. He says it's no longer dense, and it's moving along at a rapid pace. In moving into the next, what we might call a dimension, which is a dimension of creative energy, in which we now have much more access to this incredible blue light of creation. Consciously being in that essence. So please breathe with that now. Breathe with that beautiful blue pulsing that is unlimited. You are in the unending treasure house. This is sort of like the goose that laid the golden egg, but much bigger. Much incredibly bigger. This is at your natural place. He says, please be here with me. Because you use it to, he says, I'm talking to you because you are helpers of my name. That means that you are the healers. You are the heroes. You are the light workers. You are the givers. He says, you came here to serve. He says, serve from this. Serve from my treasure house. Serve from my treasure house. It's so juicy. It is so abundant. Serve, serve, serve. And so I'm asking, well, what would that look like? He says you participate in the energy first thing. He says what people suffer from most, whether they have a lot of money, little money, whether they're sick, whether they're healthy, what they suffer from is loss of heart, feeling separate, being insecure, living in fear. That is where you start. You must feed my treasure house, my beauty of nature, to all. He says, and you can't get your mind in there and say who deserves it or who doesn't. He says, how can a cell in your body say, oh, how can your liver say, oh, now my right leg deserves this particular protein, but the left leg, forget it. It's not up to snuff. No. We are here to heal the whole body, to heal every member of the body, so that we can become one total flowing, he calls it fixated, one human, it's impression of humanity, one impression of precious consciousness. He says, that's who you are. And you find that as the whole arena, the whole flow of consciousness raises. That's the reason it's important. It's important to feed this through yourself, open it to yourself. Let go any disbelief or any judgment, because that sure as heck is going to cut off the artery flow. Okay? He says, let it go and just trust. Just trust that that's who you are. You don't have to be totally convinced, because your mind really can't get it. He says, just trust that's who you are. And just allow that beautiful creative essence to move through you. He says, it's like you are, as the light workers, you are meridian points. He says, you are mechanisms to move this flow out through the energy lines, the light lines. This is who you are. And to raise the consciousness. He says, we keep talking about this because people need repetition to recognize. We need repetition to recognize because we are prone to forget. We need encouragement. We need knowledge. We need to have the experience over and over again to know who we are. And as you get it, he says, I want you, each particle of you, then to spread it to the next one. And when I say one, I'm talking to about the totality. You may perceive them as a separate individual, but they are not. Remember, Yogi Bhajan always said, the other person is you. The other person is you. And he also said, it's like Yogi Bhajan is right there with his best friends and they have their arms around each other. He also said, if you can't see God in all, you can't see God at all. He says, so simple, so direct, so to the point. He says, it's time to share it because you can, because you know who you are, because you have raised yourself up through this ladder of success, he's calling it. Now breathe, please. And feel everyone here on the call, in the recording. All that is known and unknown. All those without bodies, from the angelic realm through all the other realms. As this one consciousness, know it, understand it, and participate in this vibrant, abundant, rising and expanding of this creative energy. Unending abundant creation. He says, now let's just take a moment and send that to all who are involved with this oil spill. He says, you cannot judge this oil spill. Things are happening that are beyond your recognition. So do not judge it. Instead, send this beautiful magnificence of your own heart, your own consciousness of the blue ether, to the consciousness that is inscribed in this oil spill. And remember, you cannot judge what happens from your mind, but you can participate. He says, please participate in it from this knowing of who you are and what this hemorrhage is. Sending your own energetic, etheric lifeblood and understanding that change entails sacrifice and being humble to it. Being humble to it. Send the love, the kindness, the mechanism of the rising spirit. Pure light. Remember, the plan has been set in motion. He says, and it is my opportunity, our opportunity, in these most powerful etheric realms to take advantage of change, to take advantage of the change. As the change happens, what it does is allows this oneness, this all in all, to move in like a surgeon, and to deal with the energies that are not rising. And allow the energies that are rising to expand. It's a conversion time. Stay neutral and humble, and don't get lost in hurt, in judgment, in blame. Send my kindness to all involved. And remember, there is not a separation in good and evil. Those are smaller concepts. There is only total abundance, and there is change, transformation. Bow in humility to it. It is a sacred operation. And allowing the light to be totally indelible in your own character. This is your identity. This is who you are. He says, and allow this consciousness to continue. Continue. And inhale. And exhale. Okay, now allow this to be examined by your everyday consciousness and awareness. Remember, it's a partnership. And so now, from that perspective, does anybody have any questions or comments? Would anybody like to describe what it felt like? He says it would be very helpful if you did. Yes?
Beyond?
Yes.
This is Rahmane. And because part of my work is to find these same jewel guidelines and concepts in the Semitic tradition, this is the covenant that the prophets have talked about, this dance that you were just speaking of the integration of the expanded awareness, the infinite all in all, with the individual, with the everyday self, and the idea of this relationship of the everyday self with the infinite consciousness being a dance of the beloved.
Yes,
is for me very helpful to think of it as the divine romance. That it,
yes,
it takes some of the heaviness out of it.
You've got it. He said, and we whisper love songs to one another, don't we?
I wonder since we are one with the one,
mm-hmm.
does this all in all have grief and pain?
Yes. Right. Okay, so what you do is you, grief and pain are part of the human condition. He says, but in that abundance, we can transform it. Put no judgment on it, because there is grief is a transformative process. Grief is a transformative process. He says, so lay your heart out to me. This is the all in all speaking. Lay your heart, lay your grief in my lap. He says, and then I will move into your heart in greater amounts. He calls it amounts because that's the word we subscribe to. He says, but that's what pain is about, is opening, it is mining all the places of our consciousness. And then as we come into healing, we can allow the light to fill it. He says, that's the process. That is the process. Does that answer you, Rahmani?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a question.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. And he says he loves you. Well, he says he loves us. He says his act of loving, of self-loving, is the same as loving us. And let us know that as well. Act of self-loving is loving us. And loving us in our most, he calls it in our most fruitful vantage point, is loving the all in all. It is loving every aspect of ourselves, which means loving, including those that we call others. He says, they're not others, really. He says, that is simply a convention of language. He says, they are us, and we are them. And we are the all in all. So God bless you all, and we will talk soon. He says the solstice is a very special time. Take time to be in this great raising energy. Take time to do that. Okay, says love you all. So please put your palms together at the center of the chest. By any chance, is Kahar here? Okay, I miss her. She's on her way to solstice. So, put your palms again. Huh?
I can lead the song.
Oh, good. Rahmani? Sure you can.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go ahead.
May the long time sunshine love you all around you, and your light died within you. Guide your way on.
Inhale. Bow to that beautiful, pure, all-powerful essence that is you, that is us, that is all in all.
God bless you all. Talk to you next week.
God bless.
Thank you.